Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Commerce Department today says that orders for durable goods, products such as refrigerators and cars designed to last at least 3 years, rose a seasonally adjusted 4% in March. Last month's pickup reflected a surge in demand for autos and both defense and civilian aircraft. Details within the report suggested businesses are reining in investment plans, however. Orders for non-defense capital goods, excluding aircraft, a proxy for companies spending on equipment and software, fell 0.5% in March, and such orders have declined for 7 consecutive months. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 121,400 metric tons of corn for delivery to unknown destinations, that during the 14-15 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 17,962. It's down 19 points. The NASDAQ 45-15, up 33. The S&P 500, 2108, up 1.5 points. Joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather outlook is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good Friday morning, Drew.
Good day to you, sir. It looks like it's going to be a lousy weekend in some respects, but the best news is what's on the horizon for next week. We are going to see several days of much improved field working opportunity across the Midwest. Not that things have been all that bad here in the last day or two. We've certainly had some fine weather. It's kind of nippy out there this morning. Temperatures got down below freezing from Ohio back to eastern portions of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and parts of Michigan. The cold did bring some frost and freezes to quite a few areas that were developing some wheat, but the crop is not far enough along to be seriously hurt. A little vegetative burning probably took place, but that's going to be the extent of the impact. And fortunately, we aren't that far along in our corn planting, and so the crop is not up in a significant manner, wasn't impacted by the cold. But as we go forward through this next several-day period, we'll see improving temperatures, not necessarily getting above average for a while, at least not east of the Mississippi River. Some of the areas in the western Corn Belt will likely see the temperatures rising up rather significantly in the latter part of next week as a ridge of high pressure builds into the Great Plains. That will send temperatures into the 70s and maybe over 80 degrees in parts of the western Corn Belt, with Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri seeing those warmer temperatures. The eastern Midwest, though, will be encountering another cool front coming in from the north during the early to middle part of next week, and that will likely bring a little reinforcing shot of milder air to the region. Now, we do still have this rain event knocking on our door here this morning. There will be some rain that will evolve in the western Corn Belt. It's expected to produce anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 5/10 of an inch during the course of the day today. As we get to the evening, the event is likely to become a little bit more organized, and a little bit more significant rain will begin to evolve. So Saturday will be a bit of a wet day across much of the Midwest, from Iowa and Missouri into Michigan and Ohio and Kentucky. It'll be a relatively fast-moving event, but the fieldwork will be put on hold. Rain totals with the event could run from 2/10 to 8/10 of an inch, be some localized amounts up to an inch to an inch and a half. One or two counties out there could get something a little bit greater than that, but I think that will occur in a band from parts of northern central Illinois into central Indiana. The storm system will exit very quickly. The western Corn Belt should be dry on Saturday going into Sunday, and the eastern Corn Belt will begin to dry out mostly on Sunday. And then we'll likely stretch the number of dry days out quite a bit. The western Corn Belt probably won't run into a good chance for rain again until at least the 2nd or 3rd of May. And the eastern Corn Belt will have that one little frontal boundary that will bring some cooler air into the region. And as it does, it will bring a chance for some showers across the region. Most likely that will occur in the second half of next week. I would say probably Wednesday or Thursday we'll have a chance for a few showers. They will not be very significant. Any disruption to fieldwork is expected to be quite brief, and the impact of rain is not going to cause any long-term interruption to farming activity. The temperatures, though, will be kept a little bit milder on the east side of the Mississippi River and throughout the eastern Corn Belt as we go through the majority of next week. We'll see the temperatures rebounding back to a more normal range, but it will be kind of cool out there today with some 50s and lower 60s expected. We'll see temperatures warm up briefly in the south tomorrow and might even get some 70-degree readings from Kansas to parts of the Ohio River. Otherwise, everybody else will just see a little bit of warming, and we'll cool down a bit again during midweek, and the warmest weather will probably show up. And late next week and the following weekend, we'll finally get into 60s and 70s, pretty generally across the region with some 80s in the west. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Let's see how futures are trading to end out this week. Hard red winter May wheat, 509 and a quarter, down 7 1/4. July, 515, down 7. Soft May wheat, 491 and a half, down 6 1/4. July, 494 and a quarter, down 7. May corn, 365 and a half, now 3/4, now a half, down 5 1/4. July, 371 and a half, down 5 1/4, now 5 1/2. December, 389 and 3/4, down 4 3/4. May soybeans, 972 and 3/4, down 5 1/2. July, 975, down 5. November, 956 and a half, down 5. May soybean meal, 314.40, down 220. May soybean oil at 31.91, down 11 cents. April live cattle, 158.92 and a half, down 37 and a half. April feeders, 213.42 and a half, down 85. And May lean hogs, 71.67 and a half, down 25 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I am sure a lot of corn went into the ground in parts of Illinois this week, and I'm even more sure a lot more is going to go into the ground next week.
Yeah, sure looks like there's an open period here opening up. We've had a cooler week. We've got some guys, you know, that have kind of held back from a planting standpoint, and some guys trying to hold back, you know, but they can go so fast nowadays. But I don't know what to expect for Monday from a national standpoint, probably 20%. But two things I think are really in the market today. That's one of them, that it looks like, you know, as we move forward, we should have some pretty decent weather going on. The other thing is this bird flu thing, and they're talking about that possibly being airborne this morning. I've heard quite a bit of talk about that. I'm not an expert by any means on that disease, but it sounds like that would give it the possibility of spreading more.
And is that the two reasons then that in December corn futures we've made a new low for the year?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, nearby in December both. I think we're pushing down here to some support levels right now, and it's going to be interesting to see where we end up. I think when you look at the cash side of things and the basis levels, they continue to be supportive. The spreads kind of continue to be supportive. That, you know, I think is more fact that corn isn't moving, but it certainly isn't supportive from a flat price standpoint at this point in time anyhow.
And all of that is overshadowing a weaker dollar today.
Yeah, the weaker dollar's probably on the positive side. Let's see where we end up here. I mean, we did have a short covering rally yesterday. We had the funds come in this thing, get some pretty short positions on all the grains and oil seeds here earlier in the week. I think we probably had some selling, too, you know, because of the little rise up in the prices yesterday. So let's kind of see as we go through the day where we end up. We're probably seeing some pressure because of the cash selling this morning, too.
Well, if the corn then ends up 389 or a little bit weaker on the close, do you want to make a case next week for an examination of the 380 shelf?
I think we could certainly make a case for that, yeah. I think we could. I don't know that you know, it certainly hasn't helped the technicals. A lot's going to depend on what we do see from a planting progress standpoint and from this bird flu thing. But if the fundamentals don't have anything positive in them, I think you could certainly make that case.
Why do soybeans, why have they made their little rise in the last 14 trading sessions or so?
That's a great question, Dave, but I think it's, in my mind, it's just that we're pretty much doing what we thought we'd do. We haven't really seen any big surprises from a fundamental standpoint. We are seeing some interest in soybeans still from China and the U.S. beans, whether it be for quality or just, you know, whatever standpoint. And the price of beans in China are quite a bit higher, you know, than they can actually bring beans in and make money on them over there. So I think the Chinese factor, the China factor, is kind of why we're seeing that right now.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. May corn, 365 down 5 3/4. December, 389 down 5 1/2. May beans, 971 1/4 down 7. November, 955 down 6 1/2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.